Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Lamed Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, 14 lines up from the bottom, Safek Ubnei Yavam. So says the Gemara, you have the Safek Ubnei Yavam, you have the Safek child of Reuven and Shimon, and you have the children of the Yavam, the children of Shimon, Shubayu Lachlik B'nechse Yavam, they're coming to divide up Shimon's estate, Labasar the Palag Yavam B'nechse Misna, after the Safek and Shimon already divided up Reuven's estate. They argued about Reuven's estate, it was Mamun Amatub Safek, they split it up, and now Shimon died, and now the Safek is arguing with the B'nei Yavam Amri, Aisi Raya Dachu Naad Vashko. They're saying to the Safek that prove to us that you're our brother, and then you could take a chedek in Yerusha like the rest of us. But until then, maybe you're the son of Reuven, and you don't deserve Shimon's Yerusha. However, Amar Luhu Safek, the Safek says back to them, well, man of Shaychu, whatever way you're gonna go. If I'm your brother, if I'm the son of Shimon, so then I deserve a chelek in the Yerusha just like the rest of you. And if you're going to push me off by saying that maybe I'm the son of Reuven, so then havli palga, the palga vuchon bahadai, so then the 50% of Reuven's Yerusha that your father took from me when we argued about it, so then give it back to me. Because if I'm the son of Reuven, I get that back. So says the Gemara of Abba Amar Rav, Kam Dina, that even though it's a good taina, but Lamaisa, once that din was already paskind, that they split it because they were arguing about Reuven's Yerusha, so now that 50% belongs to Shimon. There's nothing that the Safek could do afterwards, even though now he has a Miman of Shach, it's not going to work to then to go back on the din that Bezdin already paskind about the earlier case. Whereas Rav Yirmi Amar Hadar Dina, he said that no, we could go back on the original psak. Now Lema Bepukta the Admei V'Rabbanu Kamifugi. This machlekes about whether or not we say kamdina seems to be a machlekes between the admon and the rabbana. That now we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Ksuvos, Misha halachu medina seyam ba'avdulei derech sedeyu. Reuven had a field, and surrounding his field was someone else's property. And it was through that other person's property that Reuven owned the path that went into his field. There are many paths that go to the field. One of them was owned by Reuven. And Reuven went out of town, he comes back, and he forgot. Everyone forgot which path was Reuven's. So, Admain Amar Yelech Bektzara, that we'll call him Shimon, the one who owns the property outside of Reuven's field. So Shimon has to give up at least the shortest path and give it over to Reuven. Reuven for sure owned the path. He doesn't know which one. So Shimon has to give him the shortest path. The Chachamim Ma'imrim that no, Yikach Lo Derech, B'Me'amane, that yes, if he wants a path, he's going to have to purchase it, even if it's going to cost him very expensive, even if it's going to cost him 100 mana, Oh Yefrach Ba'avir, or if not, he can find a way to fly in the air and to get to his field. But otherwise, he can't just demand that Shimon gives him something. Now, Havavinu Ba'Lo Rabbanon, the chapter Kamar Admoin, that the Gemara asked on the Rabbanon, now what's Pshat? The Luchair Admoin seems right. He for sure has a path. We don't know which one, so give him the smallest one, but he for sure owns something. V'amar Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah Marav explained that Hacha b'mayaskinan kigain shekifu arba b'nei Adam. It wasn't just Shimon who owned the property around Reuven's field. Around the four directions. It was four different people that owned the property by all four sides of Reuven's field. It was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Well, says the, and therefore, if Reuven tries to demand the path from one of the properties around his field, each one of them, Shimon could deflect him and say, no, go to Levi. Levi could say, go to Yehuda, Yehuda to Yisachar. Each one could just deflect the responsibility, and that's why he can't get a path back. So ask the Gemara, if so, so my time at the Admon. So why does Admon say he gets the shortest path? Who's going to have to give it to him? Each one could say that no, maybe it's someone else's property. V'amar Rav explained, no, that ain't a chanami. If it's owned by four people right now, whether it's four people who bought it from an original four people, or four people that bought it from Shimon, the original one person, so then ain't a chanami. And everyone would agree that in such a case, so nobody has to give him a path. The machlekes is in a case where Zvulun then came, and he bought the property from Shimon, Levi, Yehuda and Yisachar. Zvulun came and he bought all four people's property. So now it's owned by one person, but it used to be owned by four different people. So Admain Savar Matzi Amar Lei Mikol Malkum Darki Gabachu. Admain says that Reuven, when he gets back, he could say to Zvulun, now Lamaisa, I have a path in your property. It's true, it used to be owned by four people, and then I didn't have a taina, but now it's owned by you, so I have a taina. I Vadai for sure own a path in your property, so give me a path. Whereas Verabanan Savri, The Rabbanan say that no, the Amar Lei Ishaska Shaskas, V'loi Madar Neshtar L'marayu, V'loi Matis Lashtiye Dina Bahadayu. Now no, either be quiet and I'll sell you a path, or don't be quiet and I'll give the Shtar back to the original sellers and the four sellers, and then you're not going to have anything to do with them. You're not going to have any sort of taina. So therefore, he has a Kamigu to basically tell Ruvain that he has no rights to any sort of path without paying any money. So that's the Machlaikas. Now, Lema Rav Abba, the Amar Rabbanan, Rav Yemi, the Amar Ka'anmai. So says the Gemara, it seems like Rav Abba, who says, Kamdina, he's going like the Rabbanan, who say that just like over there by the case of the field, since it used to be owned by four people, so it's already Kamdina that Reuven has no right to a path, even though now it's owned by one person, Reuven already lost his rights to the path. Whereas Rav Yirmiyah is saying the Amar Ka'admain, he's saying like Admain, who says, no, that we could, it's Hadar Dina, and Mamela, now that it's only owned by one person, so now Reuven has a taina, to which the Gemara says, no, Amar Lach Rav Abba, no, the Amar Filuk Admain. Says of Abba, I who say Kamdina, I could even be going within the sheet of Admain. Even Admain would agree to me that in the case of the Yavam and the Bnei Yavam and the Safik, it's Kamdina. Because Adkan, like Amr Admain, Hasam Elam Yisham Damr Lemi Manushach, Darki Gabachu. It was only over there by the field. So that's when Admain says that Reuven has a Taina, because he has a Taina Zvari. He's saying to Zvulun, I for sure have a path by you. My Taina to you is that I have a path. I know for a fact I have a path by you. That's a Taina Zvari. Memela, Zvulun has to cough up a path. However, Aval Hach, over here by the Suffolk and the Bnei Yavam, Mi'ikal Meimar Hachi, does the Suffolk have such a Taina? He doesn't know what his Taina is. He's saying that maybe I'm a son of Shimon, maybe I'm a son of Reuven. He doesn't have any sort of Taina's Bari, and that's why he can't get anything. Whereas Rav Yirmiyah Amar Lach, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbana. Rav Yirmiyah will tell you that I, you say Hadar Dina, I think even the Rabbana would agree to me. Ad Kanok Amar Rabbanan Hasam El Misham, the Amar Le, Ishaska Shaskas, Viloy Madar Neshtar Lomarai, Viloy Matas Lashdi Dina Badayu. It's only over there in the case of the Sadad that the Chachamim say that Zvulun has a good taina. Zvulun has a taina, he has a migu, that either be quiet, or if not, I could give back the shtar. So since I could always give back the shtar, so Mamela, be quiet and I don't have to give you a path. Aval Hacha, but over here by the Safek the Bnei Yavam, Mi'ika Lameimar Hachi, do the Bnei Yavam have any sort of taina like that? Do they have any sort of migu, any sort of taina, any sort of plan that they could say that we can make it, that you get nothing, so therefore be quiet? They have no such taina like that. And Mamela, even though Rabbanan would agree to me, that in such a case, the Bnei Yavam have to give up some money, either a third or the original half, to the Safek. Says the Gemara, a new case. You have the Safik v'Yavam Shabayu Lachlik B'nechsei Saba. You have the Safik and Shimon, they're coming to divide up Yaakov, the Saba's estate. So Safik Amar Haigavra Bar Misnehu. The Safik is saying about himself that he's the son of Reuven, Upal Gadidihu. And therefore, I'm in Reuven's place of the Arusha, so it's like I'm your brother to Shimon. And therefore, we each got 50-50. And Yavam Amar Atbirai Didiyat. And no, what are you talking about? You're my son, V'lesach Leimidi, and really you're not a Yairish Bechlal? So the Safik has a Safik that maybe he's a Yairish, and the Yavam is saying that I'm a Vada Yairish. So I have Yavam Vaday, who's Safik Safik, Vein Safik Maitzvadei Vaday, and therefore the entire Yerusha will go to Shimon. Safik Bnei Yavam Shabayulachlik B'Nechsei Saba. Let's say you have the Safik and the children of Shimon, that they're coming to divide up the Nechsei Saba, which will say as a mashal $600. Safik Amar, who Gavar Misnuhu, Palgadidihu. Again, the Safik is saying that he's a son of Reuben, and Mamela, half of the Yerusha goes to him, he gets $300. Ubnei Yavam Amri, Achuna Ad, Uminase Isloch Bahadan. And the brothers are saying, no, maybe you're a son of Shimon, and therefore you only get a third, like the two of us. You get a third, let's say it's total two other Vade sons of Shimon. So they're saying that you get a third, you only get $200. So palga to come by dilu shakli, that the 50% that even the Suffolk is being maided to the Bnei Shimon that they deserve, so they get right away. So they start off, they take $300. Tilsa to come by delay shakl, the third that even the Bnei Yavam are being masking to the Suffolk that he deserves, so he takes right away. So he takes $200. So it comes out, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the last 100. Pashlu hudanka, you have a sixth left, a sixth of $600. $100, that's what's left. So they'll divide that $100. Safik v'yavam b'nechzei safik, isaba v'safik b'nechzei yavam. If let's say Yaakov and the Yavam Shimon are coming to divide up the Safik's estate, and each one has a taina, the Yavam is saying that maybe he's my son, the Saba is saying that no, maybe he's Reuven's son. Or you have the Saba of the Safik b'nechzei yavam. You have the Saba and the Safik coming to divide up Shimon's estate. The Safik saying it's my father, and the Saba saying that no, it's your uncle. You're really Reuven's son. So havi mamu namutu b'safik v'cholken. The lach is that they'll split it 50-50.